This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The UN Security Council holding an emergency meeting today after Turkey launched an offensive against Kurds in northern Syria. The attack coming right after President Trump pulled U.S. forces out of that region, a move that's drawn condemnation from both parties, who say the U.S. is abandoning allies. Thousands have already fled in the face of ground and air attacks. President Trump says of it yesterday,
"Frankly, we're getting a lot of praise from that decision. People are saying, gotta sometime bring our people back home."
About 800,000 electricity customers in Northern California now without power, as utilities say planned blackouts are to prevent wildfires as gusty winds blow across the region. 34 California counties told to prepare, and many do have generators, with local police warning drivers to beware of non-functioning traffic lights. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
People in the Northern Rockies, Northern Plains, and Upper Great Lakes are bundling up for a potentially historic winter storm, according to forecasters who say it's expected to dump as much as 2 feet of snow across that region over the next few days. Cold temperatures also coming in, with lows dropping to the 20s in some spots this morning. More on the letter the White House sent House Democrats earlier this week, declaring that the Trump administration will not cooperate with the impeachment inquiry, calling it illegitimate without a vote by the full House. The president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, discussing that letter last night on Fox News.
It lays out about 8 violations of the United States Constitution, about 6 violations of the president's civil rights, my civil rights, Attorney General Barr's civil rights.
Meanwhile, leading House Democrats are calling the administration's refusal to honor their subpoenas evidence of obstruction. Remember, you can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits down last week, according to the Labor Department. The report out this morning showing around 210,000 Americans filing initial jobless claims, when analysts were expecting to see around 221,000 new filings. The latest number is 10,000 fewer than the previous week's revised level. The steepest increases in claims in Ohio, Iowa, and Pennsylvania, biggest drops in California, Kansas, and Florida. Today is World Mental Health Day. It's a day of awareness created in 1992 by the World Federation of Mental Health to bring attention to worldwide mental health issues. And according to a study last year, job stress is a major mental health issue in America. The study found that work stress and long hours are a leading cause of suicide among Americans. Suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in the U.S., and the suicide rate has risen 30% since 1999. And a green sweater that Kurt Cobain wore during Nirvana's performance on MTV's Unplugged is up for auction. Jillian's Auctions will put that cardigan on the auction block at the end of the month, as well as 1993 Fender guitar that Kurt Cobain played during the performance. The sweater was first auctioned off in 2015. It sold for $137,000 then. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, it starts with the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but, ladies and gentlemen. And I know you hear a lot of rhetoric and, you know, people saying, well, we're interested in the facts and no matter where they lead. But, you know, you can really tell if they're really interested. And that is, if they're truly interested in the truth and the facts, they will get down to it. And you know when you hear the truth, and we've yet to discover it, there's no doubt, because there's a lot of politicking that's going on. With us right now, Megan Barth, yes, the owner and proprietor, founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Miss Megan is also, she's also the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and the Media Equality Project. Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Wow, just going crazy. I mean, there's just so much stuff going on. The Dems are totally unhinged, and it's like, I kind of feel like we're at a NASCAR event. I'm just waiting for the cars to start crashing and burning here.
Well, I think that's what the Dems are really hoping for, right? I mean, any time that they can continue the chaos and the sabotage against this administration, never let a crisis go to waste. Mm-hmm. And if the facts don't fit the narrative, simply just leave out the facts or change the narrative. And so I haven't checked the news yet this morning because I'm traveling. However, mm-hmm. the latest narrative had something to do with the Ukraine, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't the transcript of the call, because we all have the transcript of the call. Oh, I know what it is. The second whistleblower that has come out said, Adam Schiff said that he's getting death threats. Well, that's funny. The whistleblower is supposed to be anonymous. So how is the whistleblower getting death threats?
Right, exactly.
When you see Adam Schiff's mouth moving, you know he's lying. When you see Nancy Pelosi's mouth moving, you know she's lying. And she actually tweeted out late last night, I believe it was, that President Trump is afraid of Adam Schiff. So, do you believe that to be true? Yeah. I don't really think any American believes that to be true. Perhaps there's a minority that do. But here's the issue, Bill. They do not have a bench, and they certainly do not have a lineup that's going to win in 2020,
mm-hmm.
they are honestly thinking of running Hillary Clinton again, I guess?
Yes. Yeah. Well, the deal is they sacrificed Joe Biden. You and I talked about this last week.
Correct.
I mean, they threw him under the bus, and he's expendable because, he just really doesn't fit the mold. I mean, they got gaffed out, and, you know, they're thinking, okay, and he's old, and he's just not sharp. He's not going to be a good representative. They need to, you know, cut their losses. And this whole issue with the Ukraine and Hunter, was kind of a convenient excuse. And while he heads to the exit door, we're going to do everything we can to somehow besmirch President Trump.
Yeah, so you look at their lineup, and you've got Bernie Sanders now, who has scaled back his campaign events due to his heart attack that he had in Vegas. Luckily, he had his heart attack in the United States, and he received immediate medical care. For if he had received that heart attack in any socialist country that the Democrats praise, whether it was Cuba or Venezuela, even the UK or Canada, they probably would have made him wait. And if he was actually, if he had the UK, heart attack in the UK, the ambulance would have just driven around for 4 hours.
Right.
Yeah. So no praise about the advances in medical care in this country or how quickly he was treated. But Bernie Sanders is out of the race. He certainly does not have the temerity. His health is lacking. You look at Joe Biden.
Well, and also, you know, you say his health, but before that, his vibrancy. I mean, he just was tired. I mean, you know, and he looked tired.
I know,
but I mean, even before, yeah, it was a heart attack waiting to happen, then it happened. But I mean, even before then, he didn't have the energy that he had, you know, for the 2016. You know, clearly 4 years older, and he even made mention that, the campaign trail is very tiresome and wearing, and it definitely seemed to be having that kind of effect on him. And this is, you know, one of the advantages that Elizabeth Warren was able to jump upon.
Yeah, so then you have Elizabeth Warren, and again, her mouth is moving. She's lying. You know, first she was an Indian, now she's 1/1024th of an Indian. She got fired when she was pregnant. Oh, she didn't get fired when she was pregnant. Doesn't seem like she can keep her story straight. The hard left, which is just your basic left, your Democrats really want Warren. When I look at the unions, when I look at the radical groups, the 501c3s and c4s, they're all championing Warren. But Warren is not going to be able to carry the same states that Donald Trump carried. She simply isn't a good candidate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she reminds me, honestly, of just a skinnier Edith Bunker. When she's running around, her hands are flailing in the air. She does not have a very nice voice to listen to. She does not connect. She's one of the fakest candidates. When she tries to be funny, she's not. When she tries to be warm, she's not. She's not a genuine candidate.
Yeah.
I think that's
a perfect observation, because she seems very manufactured, and I like what you're saying. Yeah.
It's nearly hard for her to come across as appealing. Kamala Harris, she's a bencher. She might be on the ticket somewhere because of identity politics. Cory Booker, same reason. You know, Bon Jovi came out for Cory Booker. I really don't think that's going to grab the Rust Belt unless you were, you know, at one of his concerts in 1982. You've got, who else am I missing? Oh, Mayor Pete. Mayor Pete might be on the ticket because of identity politics. He's gay, don't you know?
Right.
So you've got, who's left? I guess Hillary Clinton is waiting in the wings. And if Hillary Clinton wants to spend another $1 billion and lose her third election, by all means, I'm not going to get in the way.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Democrats are really, the only thing they have to hang their hats on, so to speak, is the Ukraine. And that's an interesting place to hang your hat, because as Donald Trump said, if they want to go up this ladder, the higher they get, the harder they're going to fall.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is so much cronyism and corruption between both parties, quite frankly. Some people in both parties, but specifically with the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
You see Nancy Pelosi's tied to the Ukraine. You see, of course, the Bidens tied to Ukraine. You even see Mitt Romney's campaign advisor tied to the Ukraine. So if they want to open up the Ukraine can of worms, again, by all means, we'll let them.
Well, John Kerry as well. I mean, you know, the line is long, it is stellar, and as you said, in some cases, it is bipartisan. But see, this is why, you know, 63 million people voted for Trump. And this is what he's been exposing, Megan. He's exposing the corruption. And you know, when this happens, they're not going to go down easy. They're not folding up their stakes. I mean, they've got lots to lose here. This is life and death as far as the left and the shadow government, this bureaucratic, non-elected government that's been pulling the levers for decades. And they've been found out. And they've been exposed. Now, it's up to the American people, the 63 million that voted for him last time, and the additional millions that will vote for him this time, to support this president and understand that, look at, he is treading dangerous waters here. And you know, as we can tell already with their responses and the made-up stories that they come up with, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, this is classic projection on the part of the Democrats. The very thing that they're accusing Trump of is the very thing that they're guilty of.
Right. It's the old Alinsky rule, right?
Mm-hmm.
The rule
exactly.
Radicals accuse your opponent of exactly what you're doing.
Well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it's all, I say it's the story of self-indictment. I mean, if you listen to what they're doing, they really are indicting themselves. All you have to do is listen, and you don't even have to take notes anymore because they're nonstop, and, you know, they're getting all the help they can from the media as well. We've got more from Megan after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has three key players for optimal immune support on special. One-of-a-kind, all-natural, vegan vitamin D3 and K2. Garlic Complex with its high concentrated amounts of allicin. And all-natural, plant-sourced vitamin C. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
There's no high you can't rescue, no war you can't win, no story so over it can't start again.
comfortable with you.
Fresh and independent we are, and we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Megan Barth continues with us. Megan, you know, Joe Biden says, you know, everything's been investigated when it comes to Ukraine. We just found out that he got $900,000 from Burisma. Peter Schweitzer, back in 2018, released his book, Secret Empires, spent a pretty definitive chapter on the shenanigans of Hunter Biden and the Vice President of the United States. It is amazing to me how much wealth of information is in Peter Schweitzer's book, even in this chapter, that is pretty revealing. But yet, Joe Biden, the Democrats, and those that are trying to cover for him, you know, are denying the depth and, you know, the players. I mean, Peter doesn't, you know, he doesn't broad brush this. I mean, he's got names, he's got places. You know, the whole reveal, as much as you can do it in a chapter of the book. And, you know, it's not like he should do all the work of the government, but my goodness, he definitely has laid out a blueprint. Hello, Megan, are you there? Did we lose her?
So sorry, Bill.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
Phone off mute. And, okay. And Giuliani has all of the affidavits.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So there is plenty of evidence, if there was any investigative reporter worth his salt, to take a look into it.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I do hope that the DOJ is looking into it as well. Bob Barr has his hands full, as he was just in Australia, the UK, as well as other places, trying to understand the origins of the counterintelligence operation that the Barack Obama administration launched against Donald Trump's campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's digging up all of that dirt. But what's interesting, too, Bill, is that, you know, Donald Trump says that he did nothing wrong. Hunter Biden hasn't said a word, but Joe Biden says they've done nothing wrong. And the press just accepts Joe Biden's "I've done nothing wrong" as the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't question him any further. But when Trump says he didn't do anything wrong, they're like, well, but yes, you must have, because Adam Schiff is saying this, and Nancy Pelosi is saying this, then we have whistleblowers. And they will not accept Donald Trump's defense as quickly and easily as they'll accept really any Democrat's defense. Mm-hmm. They would rather take Adam Schiff's word, and we already know that Adam Schiff took the transcript, which was supposed to be the smoking gun for impeachment. And when Donald Trump released the transcript, it showed that there was no smoking gun, and so what did Adam Schiff do? He lied.
Mm-hmm.
He created a transcript that didn't exist, and then lied not only to the American people, but to the world. This was, you know, everyone else is watching us, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so he tried to make people see what wasn't there. And this is, you know, again, a typical tactic of obfuscation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have the Democrats in the press trying to convince the American people, once again, that the president somehow is in cahoots with the foreign government or is doing quid pro quo. And even though the president released the transcript and shows that that's not true, and the Ukrainian president comes out today and says there was no blackmail. So now this has turned into blackmail. Do you see how the narrative is changing?
Sure.
Because the facts aren't fitting the narrative.
Exactly. Well, that's what they've done. The Democrats talk about fact pattern. This is a fact pattern for the Democrats. This is exactly what they did in the start of the Russian collusion delusion. They did it with Kavanaugh. They've continued. They're relentless. They have been holding to the con, and you know, because they have control of the narrative and you know, and the media, and the media is doing their bidding. I mean, it is unconscionable to me how the media continues to support this deception. And it just tells you that they're all in cahoots and they're all aligned with this shadow government, the deep state that Donald Trump has been fighting since day one.
Yeah, and you know, one thing that the press isn't seemingly concerned about, not surprising, is that we do have a compromised, weaponized government mm-hmm. seated within a variety of agencies, whether it's the CIA or the FBI or the NSA or the CIA. Like, we have two whistleblowers now from the CIA, and one is a Democrat that we know of, and one is working on the 24 or with or had worked on a 2020 campaign with a Democrat candidate. These are compromised individuals who should not be in the bowels of government. They certainly took an oath, but who do they? The oath that they took was not only to the Constitution, but they're there to serve the president. So,
exactly.
Who are these whistleblowers serving if not the president?
Well, they're serving the shadow cabal, these coup engineers. That's who they're serving. And that is absolutely clear and undeniable. And look, the American people need to be prepared, because you talk about bombshells of bombshells. You know, Megan, this is so obvious, and it's unsustainable. Something's going to break loose. You know, what I see is two parallel tracks here. You got one track where the Democrats doing everything they can with obfuscation and everything that you've talked about already. They are fighting for their very lives. Meanwhile, as you mentioned, you've got Durham with his subpoena power and his investigative skills, and along with Bill Barr, taking this to a wider scope of investigation. And the Democrats know this, and they're in a mad scramble to try to do everything they can to discredit the president, to where whatever Barr and whatever Durham comes up with will absolutely fade in significance because of what they've been able to stick on the president. So this is a mad scramble to see who can get to the finish line first. And the Democrats are desperate because, as you know, what they've got is shadow puppets. They don't have substance. They just have a lot of language, a lot of rhetoric, a lot of lies. And now you've got Durham and Barr going deep into this, and they're pulling up the facts, and they're going to be hard to deny. And what this will do to the Democratic, this is going to decimate the Democratic Party. And get ready, because this is a total reconstruct that they're going to be faced with. There is going to be a landslide of epic proportions that will come in. I've got experts saying, at least 48 of the 50 states will go Trump because
of
all this.
Surprised. Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised at that at all. And the one other thing that you have to look at too is how the Democrats are losing their base. And I don't mean their radical communist base. That's always existed within the Democrat Party. You ask the question, how does a Marxist or a communist or a socialist always seemingly end up in the Democrat Party? Well, that's because that's where they find a home.
The DNA is there. Birds of a feather flock together. Sure.
Yes, exactly. But what the Democrats are losing is the black vote. What the Democrats are losing is the Hispanic vote. I was speaking to a gal, Latinos for Trump, last night in Miami here,
mm-hmm.
and she said her goal is to get the Hispanic vote up to 60. Well, it's already at 50. Donald Trump has a 50% approval rating amongst the Hispanic American population. When you look at the black population, black Americans, 8% of black Americans voted for this president. It's looking closer to 18% right now.
Right.
If Donald Trump gets 20% of the black vote, the Democrat Party is finished.
Yes.
And so we haven't heard the cries of racism lately because they've been too hell-bent on Ukraine. And so what I think we're going to see, of course, is when Ukraine blows up, like you said, it's going to blow up certain aspects of the Democrat Party. But they aren't certainly going to relinquish their grip on identity politics.
No.
And again,
no.
Try to scare suburban women and also scare minority voters.
Well, when we talk about things blowing up, we're also talking, this shadow government, the deep state. It's going to be fully exposed. It's going to be up to the American people to decide, okay, do they want to continue to live with this cancer, or they finally had it, and let's get it all excised once and for all. I'll tell you, this is not going to be for the faint of heart. Get ready. You think crises. You have not seen a good crisis yet, let me tell you, right, Megan?
Right. Pop the corn. I'm ready.
There it is. You got it. She's the founder and proprietor of BrainBabe.com, the one and only Megan Barth, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Megan. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The UN Security Council holding an emergency meeting today after Turkey launched an offensive against Kurds in northern Syria. The attack coming right after President Trump pulled U.S. forces out of that region, a move that's drawn condemnation from both parties, who say the U.S. is abandoning allies. Thousands have already fled in the face of ground and air attacks. President Trump says of it yesterday,
frankly, we're getting a lot of praise from that decision. People are saying, could I sometime bring our people back home?
About 800,000 electricity customers in Northern California now without power, as utilities say planned blackouts are to prevent wildfires as gusty winds blow across the region. 34 California counties told to prepare, and many do have generators, with local police warning drivers to beware of non-functioning traffic lights. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma. But all of a sudden, everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com, and if you're so inclined, hey, we always love to hear from you. Drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Kind of nice and easy and simple, because that's the way we like it. But, hey, look, get it off your chest. No need to drag it all around. I'm in Southern California these days, and, of course, tough game last night for the Dodgers. Good game for the Nationals. Boy, what a comeback, you know, and tough break. But, you know, such is life, and that's the way it goes in baseball. Speaking of it, being here in L.A., is they're reporting, according to Drudge, and I hadn't seen this one, but gas prices hit $6 in Los Angeles. Can you believe that? I mean, that's just unbelievable. I mean, I left Florida. What was it, like $2.25 a gallon? $6 here? Oh, it's going to be fun filling up the rental car, you know. I'm going to go, whoa, this is crazy. I may have to get a loan before I get there. It's nuts. Also, Fox is reporting, supposedly, I mean, you know, some of these polls, they're always kind of interesting, that 51% want Trump removed. This is according to Drudge. And, you know, it's hard for me to think about anything that is reported about Trump because there's so much animus about it. But for what it's worth, and, you know, we're going to, you know, we're going to be dealing with that, and you'll hear more conversation about it. You know, the one thing about that we focus on so much here is really
you know, getting down to the truth of the matter. There's a lot of perception out there. And in the absence of fact, perception rules, you know that. And when it comes to driving the highways, the perception, you know, you see these big trucks and you think, whoa, you know, do they cause problems? Are they dangerous? And all this kind of thing. And you get these anecdotal, you know, reports about, you know, about trucks and, you know, the danger that they bring on the highways of America. You know, so you're driving down the highway and a big truck is in front of you, or maybe you're driving home and a delivery van cuts you off, and it's understandable that you're tense from a commute, but with anxiety comes plenty of misconceptions about just how safe commercial drivers are. And so what we're going to deal with is myth versus reality, and the reality is that only 3% of all severe crashes in the country involve commercial trucks. In an effort to change our perceptions over the dangers posed by commercial vehicles on our roads, a published survey today called Collision Course, Commercial Vehicle Driving Safety, Perception versus Reality. And here to talk about that study, its findings, and how we can keep our roads safer is Kevin Harris, who leads global product success for Verizon Connect. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, this is important. I mean, you know, and all things are important, especially when we get, you know, a little delusioned or overwhelmed by perception and not dealing with the facts, because, you know, you can set yourself up by having the wrong perception, can you not?
Yeah, that's absolutely. And the reality is American drivers do have major misperceptions around the level of danger posed by commercial drivers on our roadways. 83% of the public believe they're safer drivers than commercial drivers, and two-thirds of them say that they believe commercial drivers are more focused on their schedules than on safety.
Well, what's the truth, the real truth, according to the study?
Well, the truth is, as you said, the national data tells us only 3% of all severe crashes in the U.S. involve commercial trucks. And not only that, but we know commercial drivers are not only well-trained, but they're also tracked by a lot of technology. You know, businesses don't operate fleets of vehicles without really understanding where they are and what they're doing.
Well, reason would tell you the amount of money that's invested by these companies in these transports. I mean, this isn't some little, you know, minor investment for people. There's a lot on the line, a person's way of life, their sustenance. You know, these vehicles are expensive. You don't go down the road and just figure, you know, aimlessly down the road that you're going to run into, you know, so what if you run into a car? You know, no big deal. I mean, these are professionals, and I think that this is, you know, some of the wrongheaded perception that we have is that we don't realize that these are people that do this for a living. They do it all the time. They know their craft, do they not?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there is a need for safer driving, and you know, the perception of vehicles not being safe is just not accurate.
Mm-hmm. So why do they have this misperception?
Well, it's likely a matter of memory and interpretation. An overwhelming majority of American drivers say they've witnessed a commercial vehicle driving dangerously. Half of those say they've seen an accident. But remember, you know, these large commercial vehicles on our roadways can be intimidating. We pay more attention to them, and we're more aware of them. So, you know, you may be on your way to work. You may see a half dozen fender benders, but you may see one big rig off the side of the road, and you may be more inclined to remember the latter, you know, really reinforcing that negative association. So we think the gap in perception may be in part due to just sort of the interpretation of these vehicles alongside us on our commutes.
Yeah, and I think you're right. I think they can be intimidating. You know, that's why I give them as much room as they need. You know, I'm not going to take on an 18-wheeler in my car. It just doesn't make sense. Plus, you know, I think that sometimes people, you know, they're jutting in and out of lanes, and you know, I see some, you know, crazy people in and around these big vehicles and these big trucks, and you go, whoa, do you realize what you're doing? I mean, you're putting yourself in danger, I mean, everybody else, because these trucks are moving at a certain pace, and it's beneficial for them to maintain, you know, control, and that's a steady pace, not to be hitting their brakes because some knucklehead decides to, you know, take off the front part of their bumper.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So this is part of it. So I think that, you know, again, the everyday public just you know, even in some cases it might be intimidating. Others might say, well, that's a good opportunity for me to get into the next lane.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, commercial drivers are, you know, have to respond to the cars around them, just like you know, we have to respond to the commercial drivers near us. Mm-hmm. We are constantly perceiving and looking at the movements of these vehicles around us, and we're making judgments on it. And sometimes we do perceive it as dangerous. Sometimes it actually may be dangerous. Mm-hmm. But the important thing is, you know, companies really need to be looking at the data that they're collecting about their vehicles and really making those assessments for themselves.
Right. When you say they're collecting, I mean, they have software in these vehicles that, you know, gives them an indication in terms of the driving habits of these transports, right?
Yeah, you know, we've all heard of GPS tracking, and we know what that gives us. It gives us location. But really, GPS data has evolved in a way that has added complexity so that we can understand driver behavior at a more connected level. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're talking about harsh driving events like fast acceleration, hard braking, taking a corner too quickly. These are all events that fleet managers that are overseeing vehicles want to know about, they deeply care about, and so that data is coming directly from the vehicle through a wireless network over to the fleet managers, and they can really react in real time.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, what does the study say about the most common types of dangerous driving?
Probably not surprising, more than 2 out of 3 people who have witnessed a commercial vehicle driving dangerously say they've seen speeding. Other top dangerous driving behaviors include abrupt lane changes, driving erratically, so for example, swerving in and out of lanes, or running or nearly running off the road.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about video monitoring technologies and how they are evolving.
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, people by far believe that technology is going to make them feel safer. 3 in 4 people agree that commercial vehicle drivers shouldn't be allowed on the road without a dashboard camera or some sort of video monitoring. So where does that bring us today? We know dashboard cameras are out there. We've probably seen them in an Uber, taxi cab, or maybe we've bought one for ourselves. What we see now are smart dash cam solutions. Mm-hmm. Verizon Connect Integrated Video, for instance, it gives people almost real-time information, visual data, about what's happening on the roadway. So imagine getting an alert to your computer or phone within minutes of a driving event that's concerning, and being able to watch that on your mobile device.
Exactly.
Sit down with one of your drivers and really discuss that behavior.
Without a doubt. Well, real quick, we only got 5 seconds. Where can they go for more information?
VerizonConnect.com.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. Autumn is a great time for vacation. The heat of summer has lifted, the crowds have thinned, and the crisp air invites us to travel. Bank of America executive John Sellers shares tips to maximize your financial rewards for fall travel.
No matter your destination, there are plenty of ways to make your fall trips rewarding, both personally and financially. One of our most popular benefits is the credit card rewards bonus of up to 75%. Our Preferred Rewards members receive that on their credit card points or cash back earnings. The Bank of America Preferred Rewards program just celebrated its 5th anniversary, and this bonus is one that our members love. It's great for fall travel plans. Another helpful new travel perk is a discount of up to 2% on foreign currency exchange rates. So whether you're using a card or cash, taking a road trip, or flying internationally, Preferred Rewards has you covered.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, we've got economist and author of the new book, Trumponomics. Actually, it's been out for a while, but everybody keeps talking about it. So almost it seems like it's new, Steve Moore. And I appreciate you coming on the show. How are you doing?
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me. Yeah, so it's a great economy right now. I mean, these jobs numbers that just came out are blockbuster numbers. The income numbers are even better. I reported this week that average family incomes are up $5,000 in real terms since Trump was elected president. So, you know, higher wages, low unemployment, low inflation, low interest rates. It's a pretty beautiful economy right now.
Yeah, and Steve, and we don't really have to make things up and do a lot of propaganda. I mean, the economy is what it is. I mean, people are saying, hey, look, I got balance in my checkbook, my 401k. I don't mind checking it out every once in a while. I want to high five with the family. We open up, see what's going on with 401k. Thank you very much, Donald Trump. But meanwhile, you turn on the news and the mainstream media is doing everything they can to put headwinds in the face of the American economy and this president.
Well, you know, I think it was Bill Clinton who once said it's the economy, stupid, when it comes to elections. And I think he was right about that. I mean, Americans don't vote against prosperity, and boy, do we have it. Now, look, I've got to, you know, tell you that there are some trouble signs on the horizon. I'm worried about what's happened with manufacturing. Those numbers have been cut, you know, in terms of we lost some manufacturing jobs in the last jobs report. And I'm worried a little bit of just overall industrial production. Those numbers have been weak. But, you know, the technology sector is strong. Housing is good. You know, consumer spending is unbelievable. I mean, consumers are spending like crazy. So, you know, I overall, I think it's a B-plus economy. And, you know, I think that the way we get the manufacturing sector back, of course, is to get this trade deal done with China. But, boy, that's been a tough tooth to pull.
Well, again, we have the Dems to thank for all this, and I got to put it right at their doorstep, Steve. I don't care what other people want to say, but you know, the Dems have done everything they can to resist this president and to resist America and our ability to do better. I mean, our GDP
would be through the roof, I believe. And through the roof, I'm talking maybe 4 or 5% if we have the China trade deal. USMCA has been sitting there. Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to give Trump a win. And forget about Trump a win. I mean, how about the American people? And we've been long waiting for this. This is the smart thing to do. Japan has already indicated they're willing to come on board and make some positive changes in their trade policies, get a couple European partners along the way. They follow suit. And then, as you and I talked before, you know, that puts a lot of pressure on China, you know, to, you know, put up or shut up, you know?
Well, I think your analysis is, you know, pretty spot on correct. I mean, Pelosi has politicized everything. They, you know, tried to beat him with Russia. That didn't work. They tried to, you know, beat him with the racism charge. That didn't work. Now the latest is Ukraine. And they keep, you know, trying to deflect from the real issue, which has been the issue for the American people for the last 10 years at least, which is the economy, the jobs. And they're back big time, and they're kind of trying to distract people from this by, you know, and you're right. You know, if the U.S.-Canada-Mexico trade agreement came to the House floor, it would pass by a big margin. I mean, even Democrats support it, but Pelosi doesn't want to, just for pure political reasons, she doesn't want to hand Donald Trump a victory, so she's been preventing this from happening. Now, I'm so hopeful sometime in the next month or so we're going to get a vote, but boy, this should have been about a long time ago. It would help us with our negotiations with China if we had a trade deal with, you know, Canada, Mexico in the bag.
Yeah. See, like you say, you know, our economy, in a sense, is like, you know, like ripe fruit. And the fruit is ripe. It's ready to be picked, except there's nobody there to pick it. And this is no reference to immigrants or anything like that. This just has to do with our own way of doing business because of the politicization of our economy, sadly. And the American people are suffering. And I hope they're taking notes and seeing who's doing this to them, because it's not the Republicans. Oh, yeah, it's not Donald Trump.
7 million. We have 7.1 million surplus jobs in the United States.
Yes.
And that's a huge number. Never before has that happened. And those are the jobs that aren't filled because we don't have the workers to fill them. And neither the number of, you know, workers nor the, you know, skills for the workers to fill some of these jobs. But, you know, we got a great jobs report last week. I mean, it was, when you count the revisions upward, it was about 175,000 jobs. You know, at this stage of an economic cycle, to be getting 175,000 jobs, that's a big deal. And, you know, so I think, let me put it like this, the last thing the Democrats want to talk about right now is the economy.
Exactly. Well, Steve, I think it's interesting because during the Obama years, remember every time they give you a jobs report the next month, they always reduced it down. It always came down. Almost consistently, almost 100% of the time, every time we get a jobs report, since Trump's been in office, they get revised up. What does that tell you?
Well, I don't know if there's anything sinister there. I do know the guy who runs the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and he's a good man. So I don't know if there's any plot there. But look, we've been averaging a lot of jobs. And, you know, it's interesting because when Trump came into office, they were predicting the unemployment rate right now would be between 4.5% and 5%. Well, it's not between 4.5% and 5%. It's like, I think it's now down to 3.5%.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and when I was in college, by the way, they considered 4.5% unemployment full employment.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
So now we got an unemployment rate lower than what they used to call full employment. And this gives, by the way, a lot of bargaining power to workers. You know, you're seeing workers now say, hey, give me a raise, you know, because
they're getting it.
They are getting raises. It's great. And, you know, that's why that number, I want to say it again, because people can't believe it when they hear it, $5,000 increase in middle income wages and salaries. That's from, you know, that's on average, the average family. I'm not talking about Bill Gates. I'm not talking about Warren Buffett. I'm not talking about LeBron James. I'm talking about middle class families.
It's
a $5,003 increase in their take-home pay.
Right.
Well, that explains why they're spending money. That explains why they're able to go out and, you know, buy a new car or put down a down payment on a new home, because people are feeling the effects of the Trump economy. And, you know, I have to say this has worked better than, you know, as you know, I helped Donald Trump in the campaign on the economic program. And I saw him the other day. I said, Mr. President, this is working better than I thought it would. And it really is. I didn't expect the economy to be this good.
About over-delivering. It's your fault, Steve.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's nice to do that, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree with you. I wish the Democrats would stop politicizing everything Get with the program. You know, help us create jobs. Help us provide health care for everyone. Help us improve our schools. You know, right. Can you think of a single thing that they've done while they've run the House of Representatives and Nancy Pelosi to help the economy?
No, they're too busy impeaching the president. And, yeah. You know, they say they can chew gum and walk at the same time, but not very good, actually, in practicality. Yeah, here it is. Well, Steve, before we go here, we got a couple of minutes, and I wanted to address your column because, boy, I mean, maybe this is all part of the problem why the Democrats are have the mindset that they do, is they're running, you know, defense for themselves because they're in trouble. This Ukrainian deal, you know it. I know everybody knows it. This stinks. And when you get on the details, I mean, I think Peter Schweitzer did an outstanding job in bringing it to the front. But he did it over 2 years ago. And now it's just starting to get some traction. But the other thing that still amazes me, and you brought it up in your column about Uranium One. And yep. I mean, this is another stinko deal brought to you by, you know, in this case, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton.
Well, but now we have a problem. You're exactly right. That one of the things that instigated my column was that we are now importing 99% of our uranium. And that's a shame because we have a lot of more uranium than just about any other country in the world. And that, you know who we're importing our uranium from is, you know, countries like Russia and, Kazakhstan. And now the Chinese want to sell.
All these friendlies, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All these friendly agents.
You're exactly right. So my point is, why don't we start producing our own uranium, at least not be totally dependent? Now, some of it we get from Canada, and they're a friendly power, but, you know, do we really want in an emergency situation to have to get our uranium from Vladimir Putin?
No way. No more than Merkel wants, in case of an emergency, to rely on Russia her oil, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, my point is, let's make America, you know, independent, just as we became energy independent. We should become mineral independent. We have something like $5 trillion of mineral wealth in this country that we should be mining, but because of environmentalists, they are prohibiting us from doing that. And so we're reliant on foreign countries that, sometimes are our enemies. Mm-hmm. And that's a shame. And so, you know, let's start mining again in America. There's a lot of jobs at stake, a lot of increased GDP, and the national security is at stake, too.
Yeah, why can't we follow the lead of what we did, to your point, with oil and petroleum?
Yeah.
I mean, here we are, energy independent, first time in our lifetime, Steve, I think, you know, that we've ever been in this envious position. Why not, you're right, good point, you know, why not with minerals as well? We've learned by what we've done in the petroleum sector. This is an easy, I think this is an easy thing to consider when it comes to minerals.
I'm with you on that, my friend, and I think we need to get everybody in Congress behind this so that we're producing our own, when you look at those states like Colorado and states like, Montana, states like, Wyoming, and by the way, even California has a lot of mineral wealth. We should be using it and using our natural resources. We're the most natural resource rich country in the world. And we've seen what a difference it makes on energy policy. Let's do it with minerals.
Amen. Well, Steve, we got to let you go. I appreciate the time, as always. Steve Moore, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Take care. Have a great day.
Thank you, Bill.
You got it. Steve is a senior economic contributor for FreedomWorks, previously served as president of the Club for Growth, chief economist of the Heritage Foundation, member of Wall Street Journal editorial board, and economic advisor to the Trump presidential campaign.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.